All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today's Wednesday, September 7th, and there's a lot going on. Yesterday, stocks finished lower again, so the Nasdaq has a seven-day losing streak, the longest since 2016. So how much longer will it go? We'll take a look at this. Also, the 10-year treasury yield jumps to its highest level since June. The 30-year treasury closed at its highest level since 2014, so interest rates are on the rise. The S&P 500 finds support at 3,900, but will it hold? And this week we have six Fed members speaking. So will they move the markets? What are the probabilities of interest rates moving higher by, what, 0.75 point or 0.5%? We'll take a look at this. Plus, we'll show you our current positions and how we are trading these markets. And there were some interesting trades yesterday and today. So as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's get started. But before we do, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodgson. We're real traders who trade live accounts, and that's what we're going to show here. So we have a lot of experience, and we exactly show you what we are doing with these crazy markets. So obviously we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Now, before we talk about our trades, let's talk about the markets, Mark. So seven losing days in a row. We haven't had this since 2016. What do you think? Will this just continue until we hit these lows?
I think we're going to finish higher today, but yeah, 7 days straight for the NASDAQ. That's quite a losing streak, And we see that we're not yet at the June lows, but definitely a considerable pullback from the highs that we had in August.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, buyers will step in. The question is, when do they do this? So yesterday, everybody talked about the magic 3,900 level in the S&P. And even though throughout the day, it was broken a few times yesterday, it seems that we closed above it. And that's ultimately what counts. And also this morning, looking at it, the magic 3,900 level seems to hold right now.
It does. We've stayed above it, and we talked about round numbers. Sometimes they become self-fulfilling prophecies just because traders are eyeballing a number. Like, you know, would you think that 3912 would most likely be support or 3900, right?
Right.
So there could be a lot of trading around these levels, and so far it's held. And also looking back at the closes back in May, it looks like there could have been some support around 3900.
Right. So, I mean, the big deal is interest rates. So the 10-year yield, I'm looking at a daily chart here, so it's at the highest level since June. But then if you look at the 30-year yield, I mean, this is at the highest level that we haven't seen in since, where? Let's go back here. There we go. 2000, what was it? 14. There we go. All the way back to 2014. So that's kind of crazy. And the 30-year, this affects the mortgage rates, right?
Sure. So you have short-term treasuries, long-term treasuries, and this is where when the Fed is targeting rate hikes and raising interest rates to combat inflation, then interest-bearing investments become more popular. And also, from a risk perspective, stock traders or investors are more likely to be trading and buying these type of investments, because if you could get a guaranteed rate of return versus a risky asset which it could be all over the place with no guarantee, that guarantee starts to be more attractive.
Right. But on the flip side, also, if you want to borrow money, I mean, right now mortgage rates are creeping up towards the 6% level again, so this will slow down the housing market.
And that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. No, I mean, hopefully rates come down again, but for right now, that would be a good thing.
Right. Crude oil keeps moving lower. I mean, right now, we are at lows that we haven't seen since January. So well below $90, trading at $83.78, which is good because we know that this is a big part of the whole inflation thing that's going on. Right, all for consumers as well as for producers, because obviously factories need energy to produce. So lower oil prices are actually working right now in the Fed's favor, who's trying to lower the inflation and get it from, what, 8.5% back down to 2%. Pretty daunting task.
Yeah, and I mean, energy costs, they do transfer into the economy and make prices higher. So absolutely agree. This is a good thing. Now, part of it could be speculation that because of COVID lockdowns and restrictions in China, just economic growth slowing, that it's also, you know, speculative for the drop there. But Marcus, we talked about it yesterday. I mean, natural gas, a little bit of a surprise that natty gas was down based on the news that came out yesterday, and now down another almost 7%.
Yeah, and the news is that Russia basically shut down the pipeline, the main pipeline that is delivering gas to Europe. So that's a big deal, but it keeps plummeting. Interesting. Very interesting.
I should have my shirt on. Trade what you see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, looking at the economic calendar this week, it's pretty light, but we have all of the Fed members speaking. So today, Fed member Mester is speaking, then Brainard is speaking, then Fed member Barr is speaking, then tomorrow we have Powell speaking, then we have Fed member George speaking, then Waller. I mean, it just everybody wants to chime in and have a last hurrah before they enter the quiet period when they're not allowed to talk anymore. And I think that starts next week.
I believe so. I know that there's this, you know, lockout period where they're not allowed to talk because of the two-day policy statement. We also have Beige Book in the afternoon. It's marked as a low flag or yellow impact report. But yeah, I mean, this week we talked about the economic calendar not being too heavy. Fed member speaking, of course, but Powell's going to be the real biggie of the group tomorrow. Before markets open.
Yeah. And it's really interesting because if you look at the interest rates right now, markets are factoring in the probability of a 0.75% hike with 80%. So it becomes almost certain. And we still have, 14 days to go. So today in 2 weeks, this is why I believe they're not allowed to talk about it the week leading up to the meeting. So not quite sure. But I mean, this is a super high probability. What do you think about that?
I mean, at this point, it seems like a guarantee to me just because we do have inflation data next week, right? So right. That could change things a little bit. But at this point, there's no signs of the economy cooling or coming to a screeching halt. And that's what the Fed would be concerned about when it comes to raising rates aggressively. So until there are signs that the economy is really, really slowing down, they do have a green light to raise rates, like the 75 basis point being factored in.
Yeah, I actually think it's good that it is that high right now. I mean, again, we have another 2 weeks, but if everybody says, oh, they're going to raise it, first of all, when they do, then it's not a surprise. Then okay, they've done what is expected, so this will be good for the market. But if, for whatever reason, they see that next week the inflation data is going in the right direction, and they might say, okay, let's just go with 0.5%. I think the market will really take off. So I think the indecisiveness that we had over the past few weeks, where it was pretty much like, okay, what are we going to do? I mean, now we see it's very, very clearly here for the 75% or 75 basis points. But it used to be flip-flopping pretty much every day.
Yeah, and I mean, this data, these probabilities come from Fed funds futures. So at this point, traders have priced in a 75 basis point hike. So what are the three scenarios? One, it's a 75 basis point hike, which is already priced in. Two, they decide to be a little less aggressive because things are looking better inflationary wise. So 50 basis points would be great for the market. The only thing that would be a real difficult surprise would be a 100 basis point hike, which right now is not even expected. So that would be a shocker for the markets, but the two likely things would actually be expected or a plus.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at our position because we had a bunch of stuff going on. So, I mean,
Wait, Marcus. Huh? Before you do that, there's one thing that was missed on the economic calendar.
Really?
Today's Apple event.
The Apple event. Yes, it is today at 1 Eastern time. So
yep.
we'll see. New iPhones, the new lineup, iPhone 14 is coming out, and the tagline is far out. And this is, I think, so odd. People are speculating that this means that you can take night sky pictures with the camera. And I think, really? That's a big reveal?
We always know, like, you know, it seems like, at least by past data, that you know, everything's kind of been priced into Apple. It doesn't seem to be a big mover, but later on, after these events, you tend to see Apple do well. So it could be a big event for Apple with these new lineups. And I think the iPhone expected to come in priced another $100 higher. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, Apple investors will definitely be keeping an eye on it. And since Apple makes up a big part of the S&P 500, if there is movement in Apple, it could move the market as well.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about our positions. Gold. So we sold the puts of Barrick Gold with the strike price of 15, and we both got assigned in this one. Now, you decided to already sell calls against it yesterday.
Yes.
And I was a little bit hesitant because I thought, well, with the market going down, I kind of missed it. So you sold it for 26 cents.
Correct.
Okay. Would you like to know how much I got for it?
Yeah.
Waiting until today. So I got 30 cents for it. And looking here at the calculator, I mean, I think we both did well. Yesterday with 26 cents, I mean, yesterday we had a day more. So you had, what, like 170% return on investment here?
156, but it was good, yeah. I think it was 156, but it was good.
Yeah. Today, selling it at 30 cents, this is 240%, because it gives me here $1,350 based on my position size of 4,500, which is the premium that I will keep regardless. So if gold moves now that I own 4,500 shares, if it moves above 15, then we're getting called away. So we're not making any money on the stock. We bought it for 15, we sell it, but we can keep the whole premium. And that's a pretty nice premium.
Yeah. Hey, this time you win, Marcus. An extra day, an extra 4 cents. I was even seeing how the roll looked. Not quite at the 60% that we'd like to target for a roll. And a little early, since we normally look on Thursday or Friday. But waiting a day here, getting that extra premium, good for you.
Yeah. Well, you have beaten me so often by a penny that I felt that I needed to catch up here.
Yeah, my plan says, like, with the order execution, enter order one penny better than Marcus. So that's a little secret that I've never shared, but
it sure seems this way. It sure seems this way. Now, the other one that is interesting is Google. So Google, I got assigned. You did not get assigned, but yesterday you decided then to sell the puts, right? You sold the 103 puts?
101.
101, wow. So, I mean, are you already able to close those?
You know, honestly, I'll have to check. I put in an order to close, I think, at 85% since it was a one-day trade. And we see Google taking off, so you're going to be able to sell some nice calls. But I might have closed that.
Yeah,
I'll check my platform after.
And this is where this morning I was looking at, because I didn't sell them yesterday. And so this morning I was comparing, okay, should I sell the 108 strike, which is exactly where I got assigned, or should I go out to the 109 strike? And so this is where earlier, I mean, right before we got on the show, could get a dollar premium for the 108 strike and a dollar 109 and a dollar 30 for the 108. So why wouldn't I go for the 108? Well, because here, if Google closes above 109 by Friday, which is in 2 days from now, I would get an additional $600, $1 per share. So I make some gains on the stocks. So that's what I was looking at. And I do believe that I just got filled, because, I mean, right now, as we can see, we're trading at 112 over 115. So I am filled. That's a nice premium here for a couple of days. So with yesterday's premium of what? Or this morning, $1,300 plus another $600. So thus far, close to $2,000. Not bad. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's heavy.
With another potential of making an additional $600 on this one here. So these trades working out great.
Yeah, singles can win games.
Yes, yes. So NVIDIA. Still not a whole lot going on. Today up a little bit more than 0.5%. So still stuck here. And so I got assigned at 195. So right now I'm not able to sell calls. I've been able to sell calls over the past few months when I was assigned there. Collected a little bit over $12,000 by selling calls. So I'm very, very happy with this. But right now, we just have to wait until this comes back. And my NVIDIA is your AMD. So very similar here. You got assigned at 104. So also today, AMD just around the flat line. So we have to wait until these chip makers are coming back.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks like they're bottoming.
Bottoming out. here's another one, Tapestry. Got assigned at 37, was able to sell some nice premium here in Tapestry. Right now, they're slightly up 0.3%, so we'll see what happens there. They would probably have to go up to 35, 35.50 before I can sell calls again. But this is why we have the other two positions. So nice premium that we were able to collect there last week for selling the puts, and then this week, more premium for selling the calls. So that's looking good.
Hey, what do you think about UAL, Marcus?
UAL. I liked it this morning. I wanted to sell the 35, but then again, it's on an up day today. So that's where we like to sell puts when we are on a down day. And here UAL today up 2%. That's where there's more premium that is to be made when we have a down day. So that's why... That's why we decided to hold off on this one.
Yeah, I just had to give you credit one more time today. Not only did you get the extra premium on the gold trade, but you said, hey, what about 35 this morning? And I said, UAL is going to pull back and fall a little bit. It's a low strike. It's your day.
Well, it didn't. So yeah, that was a good trade. But you see, right now with four trades in the portfolio, I have another slot open. I mean, I like to have up to five positions in my portfolio, but this is where we can really wait and see if we have another nice down day. Yeah, this could have been a nice trade, but there's no need to force anything. I mean, this week is still mainly diddling around. I mean, this is what we see here right now. If we go back to the NASDAQ or the S&P, just looking at a 5-minute chart of yesterday, diddling around, today, kind of diddling around, right now pushing a little bit higher, but I would not be surprised if going into the afternoon session, we're pushing lower again towards probably 39.20, somewhere there. So maybe we have an update today, but I don't see a massive rally happening today.
I'm with you on that.
So... anyhow, so really cool stuff. So one of the things that you mentioned, Mark, is that you are looking at your Google. Let me just bring it up here. Because you said this would be really fun to maybe close out early. And usually we like to close out at 90% of our max profits. But for a one-day trade, might as well go for 80, 85%, right? So... I mean, this should be good. And if you never heard us talk about this, we actually did a video. That's not the one. There's the one. We did a video on this, on when it makes sense to close out any options positions that you have sold. Take a look at this because it's really cool. This is where we explain why we like to take 90% of the max profits, or for one-day trades, even 80% of the profits. So check it out, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.